T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita man dead after crash in North Wichita. We've got the story.
A Wichita student was killed in a crash near West High School. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Homeless man and woman shot by another homeless man in downtown Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 80 for the high in Wichita. It's going to be cooler today with the passing of a frontal boundary. Our full forecast up in just a few minutes.
A Wichita man is dead following a crash in North Wichita Monday night on northbound I-135 near 21st Street. Highway Patrol troopers say the driver of a Cadillac lost control around a curb, spinning sideways before going into a ditch and striking a light pole. 49-year-old LaShawn Harding died at the scene.
An accident claimed the life of a student from Northwest High School and injured three others.
It happened just before 1 Monday afternoon at Central and Socorro, east of Tyler Road. Police officer Charlie Davidson says investigators are working to piece together what happened.
We do know that one car was eastbound turning north and the second one was westbound, and they collided there in the intersection.
Officer Davidson says an 85-year-old man was driving an SUV while a 16-year-old boy was driving the car with two other West High students inside. The teen who died was a passenger in the car. The other two teens were transported to an area hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. The driver of the SUV was also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
21-year-old Natalie Ibarra, passenger in a Mazda 6, was ejected from the vehicle and killed in a traffic accident in North Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Sunday at 26th and Market.
The driver and Ibarra were traveling north on Market when their vehicle left the road, struck a utility pole, and overturned. At this time, alcohol and speed are being investigated as possible factors involved in this accident.
The driver was a 22-year-old man. He was hospitalized with serious injuries and has since been released.
A woman was injured in a shooting in southeast Wichita Monday evening while a group of people were at a park near Lincoln and Hillside. Police say a fight broke out. Multiple shots were fired. A woman was hospitalized. She is expected to recover. No arrests have been made.
A homeless woman and a homeless man shot in downtown Wichita, leading police to arrest another homeless person, 45-year-old Dexter Solomon. Sunday morning, a bicyclist found a 33-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man lying on the sidewalk, suffering from gunshot wounds near Broadway and Lewis. Police Captain Brent Allred says about this time, Solomon began to call 911, his underage daughter out of town, and a local television station, telling them about his involvement with the shooting and that he believed the victims were working for what he called the cartel.
Officers located Solomon in the 900 block of South Market and arrested him without incident. The handgun was also located and recovered in the backyard on Market. Solomon was experiencing what we believe to be a mental health crisis, possibly induced by narcotics. It could be related to methamphetamines.
The male shooting victim suffered 5 gunshot wounds. He was treated and released from a hospital. Female victim shot once in the back. She was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The suspect was booked into jail for 2 counts of attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon.
Former police officer Aaron Dean is in custody for shooting and killing a black woman in her home Saturday. The victim, 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson, was playing video games with her nephew when a neighbor saw that their house door was open and called the police to do a welfare check. Fort Worth, Texas Police Sergeant Chris Daniels says the investigation is ongoing.
Our department has been working closely with the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office. Our major case unit and internal affairs units are continuing to work diligently to complete the criminal administrative investigations into this matter.
Dean was arrested yesterday on murder charges.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One team is getting really close to the World Series. We'll talk about that. Here's some highlights coming up in sports.
Newly released documents reveal apparent abuses by members of a now-suspended University of Kansas fraternity. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Newly released documents say members of a now-suspended University of Kansas fraternity struck, urinated, and spat on some new members who were suspected of cooperating with an investigation into hazing. Lawrence Journal World reports it obtained the heavily redacted documents about Delta Upsilon after filing a records request. In July of 2018, the university found the fraternity guilty of endangering new members during the fall 2017 semester.
A new leak about closed-door testimony from Fiona Hill, who once served the Trump administration as Senior Director for Russian and Eurasian Affairs.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was reportedly so concerned about possible efforts to pressure Ukraine for political help that he told Fiona Hill to notify White House lawyers. According to the New York Times, Bolton said, quote, Giuliani's a hand grenade who's going to blow everybody up. Hill is the former Senior Director for Russian and Eurasian Affairs who spent 10 hours in closed-door testimony Monday, telling lawmakers that she confronted top Trump administration officials about the activities of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, telling Fox News his contact with Ukrainian officials was set up with the State Department. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
As the number of paramedics injured on the job increases, they're taking steps to protect themselves.
Paramedics across the U.S. are going to extraordinary lengths to keep themselves from getting seriously injured on the job. Some are wearing bulletproof vests while others are learning self-defense. It comes as the number of assaults on EMTs continues to rise, making it 22 times more dangerous than the average job in America. Here's former New York paramedic and researcher Brian McGuire.
This is a huge problem. And it affects everything. You know, EMS personnel respond to about 32 million calls a year in the United States alone.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, in 2016, 3,500 paramedics were injured so seriously they had to receive hospital treatment. One paramedic was shot to death. In Seattle, Dan Springer, Fox News.
A woman claims she is out of a job over a viral video of frozen mac and cheese.
A former Panera Bread worker named Brianna Ramirez tweets she lost her job thanks to a TikTok video exposing the restaurant's frozen mac and cheese. A clip which features a man's voice laughing shows a worker dropping a plastic packet into a broiler, then cutting the pouch open to place the dish in a bowl. The woman who shared the clip gives a thumbs up wearing a Panera hat. Panera hasn't responded to the firing, but defends its mac and cheese, telling the Washington Post it's made off-site, calling the freezing necessary to avoid using preservatives that don't meet its standards. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning out there in traffic, things going okay so far. We've got, a traffic accident now near Central and Tyler. So watch out for a traffic accident in that area. Again, that's Central and Tyler. Bad news out there for every motorist. Gasoline prices jumping up. We're starting to see, yesterday we started to see $2.35 a gallon out there. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And it's a little foggy out there this morning. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good. A little mist and fog going on right now, huh?
Yeah, actually formed just a few hours ago, shortly before we got into our show, and it definitely popped up pretty quickly because on my way into work, there was nothing out there, but I did see the signs of maybe some fog to come because there was a lot of moisture on my car. So that kind of told me that the air was saturated if it was trying to, you know, gather on surfaces like vehicles, even on the grass and on other surfaces like that. So I kind of had a feeling it was coming. And actually things improving a little bit ever since earlier this morning because we've got a cold front on the way and our winds have started to pick up a little bit more. So that's kind of stirred the pot a little bit, so to say, because that fog, it was pretty hard to see even in front of you for a brief time shortly before the sun started to rise. So there still is some fog out there. Just go ahead and give yourselves a few extra minutes to get into work or maybe to drop the kids off at school. And other than that, your morning commute should be okay. It's just cool out there, too, so go ahead and grab the jacket before you head out as well. We do have some more changes ahead for our Tuesday, though. It's going to be a cooler day. I mentioned that cold front approaching Wichita as I speak, and that's going to bring our highs down into the 60s under partly cloudy skies. And through the morning hours, there's going to be a very slim chance of an isolated shower, mainly to the south and east of Wichita. But there's a better chance that most of us should be able to stay dry through the morning hours, and then it'll stay dry all the way through the afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight, low of 35, with our winds backing off a bit too, down to 5 to 15 miles an hour after another windy day. And then more sunshine tomorrow after that chilly start, with a high of 61. So Wednesday is going to be another cool day too before we start to warm back up. That won't happen until Thursday, and we've got more sunshine on the way for our Friday Eve too. More changes ahead towards the start of our weekend. Chance of shower, storms returning, and it's going to continue through the weekend. I know it's still early in the work week, but go ahead and get that plan B ready to go if you wanted to maybe spend some time outside this upcoming weekend. It's not going to be a washout, but may have some raindrops around through the entire weekend. Right now, we're at 64 degrees with that fog out there. Winds out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour. They should start to switch out of the north here pretty soon, and you will notice that cool down starting to take effect as those temperatures go from the 60s down into the 50s, but then we should be able to rebound later on this afternoon.
Sounds like a pretty good forecast. Thank you, Ronnell.
Yeah, not too bad, not too busy out there.
All right, the KSM Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and guess you didn't catch it, yesterday's high was 80 degrees. That's 10 degrees warmer than the normal high, which is 70. So 80 yesterday, we're looking at a high today of 66. Yeah, we're going back and forth, 10 or 15 degrees every day, one after another. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. If you're afraid of ghosts and similar spooky things, stay away from North Dakota. In an analysis of tweets by Brandwatch, North Dakota has been named the most haunted state. This was based on a number of ghost sightings or claims that a house, room, hall, school is haunted on Twitter. So that should be very, very accurate.
Oh, yeah.
That's accurate information.
Scientific proof right there.
Yeah,
I think it kind of gets lonely in North Dakota.
Yeah, there's another possible question for our poll. Jed, maybe you believe in ghosts. Might get some good. Have we ever done that one before, Jed? I don't think.
Yes, we did.
Did we? Okay.
Last year, right about this
right
time.
About Halloween.
Yeah.
That's about the time to do it.
Uh huh.
All right. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted, on this October 15th, 2019. Okay. This date in 1991, despite sexual harassment allegations by Anita Hill, the Senate narrowly confirmed the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the U.S. Supreme Court. The vote was 52 to 48. It didn't make it by many. Four votes. And if two votes have changed their mind, it's tied. I don't
know. He's still on the court.
He's still there. He's one of our Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas. 7:16 now. Just a quick reminder that we do have fog and mist out there. It could be a little slick on the roadways. Be aware of that and the visibility. All right, it's 7:16. Steve and Ted, we've got another debate coming up tonight in Ohio. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us to talk about it this morning. The Democrats, what, Tanya, 12 of them on stage this time, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of folks on stage. I mean, if you thought that the last debate, which had like 10, you know, candidates on stage, was difficult to, you know, parse information from and get answers and really kind of, you know, see differences in the candidates, 12 maybe also be quite the challenge.
Yeah.
You have the 10 that qualified for the debate last month. When they qualified for that one, they actually almost also qualified for this one. So they didn't really have any more of a hurdle to clear to get to this one. The other candidates had longer to reach the bar for this one, which is why we see two additional ones, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii and the billionaire businessman Tom Steyer.
Well, this now after this, what are they going to be down to? It's six, or how do we winnow this out?
good question because, you know, going into the last one, we all thought, oh, well, you know, there's going to be 10 in October, and maybe it'll start to winnow down from there. And who knows? Because it's, like I said, it's kind of gone back up. It sort of depends on where the bar is for fundraising and for polling and things like that that they have to reach. Because if they reach those, you know, they you know, clear it and go to the next one. I think a couple of big things to watch tonight. Of course, you're going to see the front runners in the middle of the stage, Biden, Sanders, and Warren. A lot of folks are going to be watching Sanders. This is the first debate he's done post-heart attack. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are going to be looking at him to see, okay, you know, how does his health look? How's he recovering? Because he's, you know, had to scale back on his campaign, which rightfully so. I mean, if I'd had a heart attack, I don't know if I'd want to be out pushing it to the limit every day either. So he's, you know, obviously done that. The other thing to watch for is just how much screen time and answers the other candidates get to provide if they're going to be able to get their foot in the door. Tom Steyer's got a lot of work to do because this is the first debate for him.
How much attention do we pay to what they actually say? What I'm saying is, you get into these, as a candidate, you have to cater to the base, which means every one of these people could be jumping to the left for quite a ways to try to get that nomination.
They might be, and that's a really good question to see. I think a lot of it is determined by what kind of questions you get and the format done by the people who are asking the questions. Because there have been some, you know, even just in this campaign cycle alone, you can look at the different debates. Some of them seemed like, you know, they were very hurried, very rushed and anxious almost. I mean, they were like anxiety-inducing questions with, you know, okay, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up for the answers. And then you have some that are where it's a little more relaxed and they don't speed them up quite as much. I think we saw that in Houston where they were given a little bit more time. The format was different.
Yeah.
I think that makes a huge difference in what all they get out there versus just going back and forth at each other, because they get to rebut. If somebody invokes them in an answer, they get to respond. Well, that sets up a back and forth that, you know, if you're strategically playing the game, that's one way to look at it.
I've moderated a debate or two, and I do not like to do it.
You got to be on your toes to do that. You got to know your stuff.
Got to have a referee's whistle and the whole thing. Thank you, Tanya. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about that big debate in Ohio today with 12 Democrats on the dais. It's 7:20 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we got a lot going on in sports. Baseball, they're rolling right along in the playoffs. Ted Woodward with sports this morning. Ted, go ahead.
Well, one team's rolling right along, the Washington Nationals. Boy,
doing well.
They continue to completely shut down the St. Louis Cardinals, and that happened again last night. Steven Strasburg on the mound for the Nats. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
1-2 down. Ozuna back in. Right fluorescent sleeve on that right elbow, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And Strasburg has fanned 9 here tonight, 6 shutout innings.
The third straight Nationals pitcher to completely wipe out the St. Louis Cardinals. The Nationals win the game 8-1. Washington now up 3-0 on the Cardinals. St. Louis now has to win 4 in a row to keep their season alive. Here's Cardinals manager Mike Schilt.
And you play these guys with that pitching, I mean, you know, you're going to be in for typically a low-scoring situation. But I got to say this, you know, as we tip our hat, we also got to say that we didn't expect to be, you know, have scored 2 runs in 3 games by any stretch of the imagination. You know, like I say, we respect our opponent. These guys have done a great job of pitching. They've had a good game plan. They've executed their game plan. But by no means do we have anywhere close to the expectation that we would be pretty much shut down. Like I said, it can turn on a dime.
So the Nationals are 1 win away from the National League pennant. If they win tonight, game 4 in the nation's capital. The Nationals hosting the St. Louis Cardinals, 7 o'clock tonight, live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We'll have the American League game this afternoon, game 3 between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros in the Bronx. Best of 7 series is tied 1-1. That game will start a little after 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's also live on Sports Radio KFH. And a big day yesterday for the Wichita State men's golf team. First 2 rounds of a tournament in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The Shockers lead the pack at 4 under par, 11 strokes ahead of the next team, New Mexico State. And Shockers sophomore
Dawson Lewis shot a 67 and a 69 yesterday. He's in first place at 6-under par with a 3-stroke lead. Final round of that tournament in Las Cruces today. Some good fall golf there from the Shocker men's golf team. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Another lawsuit over immigration. Rush is going to tell us all about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.